We just heard from the mayor, rolling back the rules for bars and restaurants, businesses, non-essential businesses, putting in that city curfew and such. I know you got a lot of folks that'll be affected in your ward there downtown. A lot of restaurants, a lot of bars. You know, what are you thinking about where we are at this moment in time, Alderman?
It's devastating news for an industry that's been struggling all year. And we had just achieved a small victory in persuading the administration to extend liquor hours to 1 a.m. And we were seeing restaurants especially benefiting from that extra 2 hours of liquor service. And there was some feeling of optimism in the industry. But then we've seen these COVID numbers spike pretty dramatically in Chicago, as we're seeing throughout the suburbs. And Dr. Arwadi, the Commissioner of Public Health, has determined that they need to pull these things back. But I'll tell you, I am very, very, very concerned for our hospitality industry in Chicago now, because this is, unfortunately, the unintended consequence of this particular announcement means there will be a number of businesses closing, and that's going to have a real impact on a lot of families.
We heard from some people yesterday called into the show, even the big guys like the Gibsons of the world, the Rick Baylesses of the world. They were talking about how this is impacting them. And if it's impacting them, what does it do to the smaller folks and the people that work at them and the people that they employ who, you know, were looking forward to coming back, right? And just they thought that they had found something. And I also just feel for the folks who were doing everything right. I mean, you and I have been to restaurants and you've seen the experience. I mean, I've had my temperature taken for a to-go order and told to stand in a certain little circle away from other folks. I mean, they were going out of their way in the cases that I've seen and what I've experienced to try to keep people as safe as possible while making a living and keeping their business alive so they can employ people and pay their bills and eat, right? And this is it's tough.
Yeah, I mean, I've observed the exact same thing that you have. These restaurants are taking this very, very seriously. And aside from hospitals, this is the most heavily regulated profession there is when it comes to public health. These folks are well-trained in these things, and they know that getting their customers sick is bad for business. And so, yeah, the temperature taking, the mask usage, the distancing of tables, all of that, I think, has been followed very closely, at least in my experience downtown. And to your point, it is hard to see these folks going through all these extra measures to try and support the city's efforts to contain this pandemic while people are having these massive block parties and house parties with hundreds of people. And that's where you're seeing a lot of the spread. It's large gatherings of people who know each other. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just as recently as Monday, Dr. Arwadi was saying that the majority of cases that they've been tracing, they're seeing spread among people who know each other in social settings at home.
I got to ask you about that, Alderman, because if that's where the spread is, and we're going to have someone, a DuPage County Commissioner, on the show coming up here, because a couple of them are scratching their heads. They feel the DuPage numbers are lower, but they're lumped in with Will, and so the numbers appear higher, and they are suffering because. But at the end of the day, the question is the same. If that's where the spread is in these private gatherings, and we have heard that from our city health officials, Dr. Arwadi, then why crack down on the restaurants? Why is this the lever to pull?
Yeah, I honestly, I can't answer that question. I disagree with the rationale here. And by closing these establishments, you're really incentivizing more house parties where there is no regulation of where you have to be seated and when you have to wear a mask and how do you go to the bathroom and all the things that restaurants bring to the equation. But again, look, it's easy for me to say, I guess. You know, I'm not the mayor of Chicago. I'm not the commissioner of public health, and they are keeping an eye on the data. But again, this is going to be absolutely devastating to the tavern licenses in downtown and across the city. But also, if you're hearing from the major restaurant groups, I mean, that's the canary in the coal mine. Mm-hmm. If the large groups are talking about potentially closing, that means every mom and pop is at even greater risk. And so this timing couldn't be worse.
Let's talk about something more fun. The budget How about that?
Oh, yay.
let's segue over there. I remember back in the day when we used to be able to talk about how horrendous it was that e-scooters were driving on the sidewalk. Remember that? Remember how awful that seemed at the time? Or like the bottled blonde and how that needed to be shut down because people were urinating in the, all over the plate? I mean, those were real problems. I miss those problems, Alderman Riley. I'm sure you do, too.
Oh, I'd trade these for those in a heartbeat. Yeah. No, I miss those problems.
I totally do. Okay, so the budget. It feels as if it could have been worse, is what we are hearing. I just have 30 seconds here, but just kind of sum it up for us what your feeling is, perspective on what we're looking at.
I think the budget's going to need a lot of work. You know, the good news is we're at the very beginning of our deliberative process. We really literally just got our books handed to us yesterday to review. But I am, like a lot of other aldermen, working very hard to try and find a way to avoid this property tax increase that's been proposed. I think at this time, especially in this economy, that can be a very difficult pill for taxpayers to swallow. So I'd love to find more savings and cuts in this budget to try and avoid that.
All right. Thank you, Alderman Brendan Riley. Keep us posted on stuff. Have a good afternoon.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
You too. That's Brendan Riley, 42nd Ward. He's downtown alderman.